to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting shows from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Coming up in this hour, horror. You'll hear The Weird Circle a little bit later on, but right now, it's Escape. Not necessarily a story of the supernatural, but one that puts a character in a horrific situation. The story called Pressure, heard on CBS on March 22nd, 1953.
Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you Escape.
Escape, designed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
You are 400 feet below the surface of the South Pacific. The heavy taste of chlorine gas souring your mouth. While somewhere up above you, searching through the night for you, is an enemy destroyer bent on sending the submarine and you to a murky death.
Listen now as Escape brings you Richard Chandler's exciting story, Pressure.
November 6, 1944. USS Amberfish, SS 593, departed Pearl Harbor for her assigned patrol area, the East China Sea. She carried 82 men and 24 torpedoes. She was commanded by Lieutenant Commander Daniel Hall. Her record was zero. This was her fourth war patrol. On the 32nd day of patrol at 1700 hours, Amberfish surfaced off the southern coast of Japan.
Fog. Wouldn't you know it, Mac? If the sea doesn't run heavy, we get fog. What can you find in this?
What's the old man got planned for tonight, Lieutenant?
Routine. Night surface routine. You think the last night of patrol we...
Hold it.
Hiya, boys.
Captain?
Evening, sir.
That's a lousy night. What speed are we making, Frank?
About 5 knots, sir. 1 and 2 main engines on battery charge. Number 4 on propulsion.
Position?
About halfway through Sumi Strait. Course 045. Radar has a coast of Kyushu range at approximately 15 miles from the 14, picking up the usual fishing boats. Aside from that?
Yeah.
No. Nothing.
32 days and nothing. 4 patrols and nothing.
Sir, may I suggest something?
Yeah, sure, Mac. What?
Well, last night on patrol, sir, maybe we could go after one of those fishing boats, take some prisoners for intelligence, and sink her by gunfire.
We got no orders for it.
I know that, sir, but...
It might do us all some good, Captain. End of the patrol. It's better than nothing.
I'm sorry, boys. We got no orders. That's it.
Yes, sir. Only we're off.
Only what?
Nothing, Captain. Nothing at all.
Days at sea, cramped living, and thoughts pass between men without being spoken. He knows what the torpedo, the executive officer, the whole crew think. Captain Hall, a book commander. Last night on patrol, and he still goes by the book. Gotta blame someone for an empty sea, for a tired ship, for bringing back a full load of torpedoes 4 times in a row. The captain stares at the fog and into his own thoughts. They need officers behind desks. That's where they'll put him after this patrol. A desk officer. Just a few more hours and he's headed for it.
Boy, it looks like it's thinning.
What? Oh, yeah. What's the time, Mac?
Oh, 100, sir.
Bridge. This is the conning tower. Radar contact.
This is Bridge. What's bearing?
033. Yep.
Yeah.
It's just barely in range. It's funny looking. I don't think it's a fisherman this time.
This is Captain Radar. I'll be right there.
Just gone crazy, can't be.
Keep the bridge, Frank.
Yes.
Come on, Mac.
This I gotta see.
Hello.
Okay, Johnson, what have you got?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Now, there it is, sir. See? It's a pip, then it goes, nothing.
Scope's gone crazy.
Come left to course 033.
033, sir.
All stop.
All stop, sir.
All right, Mac, what do you hear on the bearing?
Nothing, sir. Not a thing.
Pip's gone. Nothing on the scope, either.
Must be the radar, Captain. Must be, with our luck.
Luck can change. Steady on course 033.
033.
All ahead full.
All ahead full, sir.
You never can tell. There have been false alarms before. The procedure is standard, by the book. Maybe one last chance to break the dull, leaden monotony that smothers the boat. In the forward battery, the crew's quarters, another rumor.
Hey, we picked up speed. Really moving.
Relax, Bergen. I think they got something on the radar again. Cards to the players. Come on, you guys. I got a wife to support.
5, 10, 15 minutes. All ahead full. The little flurry in the conning tower begins to settle. And then...
Captain?
There it is, sir. We've got it now, sir. We've got it.
Yeah.
Man tracking station.
Just one pip, but it's a big one. I don't believe it.
The men run. There's excitement. No feeling of obedient drill. Even the engines sound different. In the green eye of the radar, the stop grows stronger and holds. A chance, one last glimmering chance for the captain to show he's not a book, to keep his job. Out there in the night, there's something big and fast.
Three smaller pits now, Captain. One big ship and three escorts. Zigzagging.
Still a long way off. Bridge?
Yes, sir?
You see anything, Frank?
Not yet. Fog's gone, but it's black as pitch. Can we come up to him?
We'll come up to him. Just keep your eyes open. Maneuvering. Tell those motor max back there to give it everything. All ahead flank.
Maneuvering. Make all speed.
All ahead flank, sir.
What do you think we got, Captain?
We haven't got him yet.
One ship, three escorts. Must be worth something to the Japs.
The moon's coming out. We're getting the moon.
Got something on sound, sir. Heavy screws bearing 041.
Frank, got him on sound now. Can you see?
I think so, Captain. Wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah, I can just about see him. Bearing 040.
That's him. Oh, what do we got, Frank? What is he?
Oh, wait a minute. Well, hold it. Aircraft carrier coming right down the groove.
Battle station torpedo, make ready all tubes and stand by.
Sir, closing fast. Light screws on sound. Destroyer 6,000 yards. He's echo range, sir.
Okay, Harry. Bridge, what about those escorts?
Moving around, Captain. Looks like they know that stuff. Take it down any time.
Keep your eye on them, Frank. We're going to stay up on the firing bearing now.
You mean on the surface for the whole attack?
They're looking for something submerged. Just keep those side bearings coming. We'll stay up as long as we can.
Okay, Captain. It's your party. Barry? Mark.
041.
Range. Mark.
7500 yards.
Set. He's right on, Captain.
How much time?
None, sir. Firing point in 15 seconds. All set. Ready to shoot.
Another destroyer, sir. Light screws, high speed. Turning this way.
God, a destroyer coming right at us.
Stand by forward. Bridge.
Destroyer.
I heard you. Shooting observation. Come on, give it to me.
Break off, Captain. Dive. He's turned on his leg.
Give me the carrier's bearing.
Bearing. Mark.
All right, Frank. Clear the bridge. Get out of here.
049.
Set.
Fire.
Dive.
Hold dive.
full rudder. All ahead emergency. Deck her down to 200 feet.
That's full rudder. All ahead emergency, sir.
Rig for depth charge. Rig for solid running.
Destroyer had us cold, Captain. 600 yards. Won't have any trouble finding us now.
Destroyer close aboard 050.
Forget the destroyer. Down, get on that carrier. Listen for those torpedoes to hit.
That's him. There he comes.
Mac, what's the time on the torpedo run?
70 seconds. Hit any second now.
Down 40 feet. Come on, get under, get under.
75 seconds.
It should be a hit.
80.
He's trying to ram. Hang on. He missed.
Harris, did you hear a hit? Did you hear anything?
No, sir. I don't know. That destroyer, I didn't hear anything.
Missed. Yeah, we missed.
Down 70 feet.
All right, Sound, get on the destroyer. We're playing target now.
Feet, Captain. Leveling off.
How far to the bottom?
Another 100. Not so hot.
Echo ranging, sir.
He hasn't got us yet. Just poking around.
He's slowing down. Turning toward us now. Screws speeding up. Shifting short scale. He's got a contact. Here he comes. Coming on range. He's on it. He's dropped his charges.
Three. Four.
All right, boys.
Five. Six. Seven.
Hang on now.
Eight.
Hang on.
Nine. 10.
All right, emergency light. Turn on that lantern. Somebody help me with Harris.
Turn down the volume. Went right through my head. I can't hear. I can't hear.
Jensen, get Harris out of here. Get him to his bunk. Find the pharmacist, mate. Keep him quiet, Jensen.
Those charges were right on. Like he looked right down the start.
Yeah. Well, I guess we ran into an expert. Bergen, check all compartments, report all damage.
Yes, sir.
Mac, get somebody on sound.
I'll do it, sir.
We're in for it, huh, Captain?
Yeah. Just hope she stays together.
A beating. And for nothing. The captain tried. He had his chance. Check through the boat and pray none of the damage is beyond small, quiet repairs. Small and particularly quiet.
After bilges flooding, hull dished in but holding.
It's the captain's command because they thought he knew his job. They let him go to sea four times with $7 million and the lives of 82 men.
Number one and two airbanks emptied. Diving planes damaged. Losing depth control.
Listen to the damage. Nothing fatal yet. But it isn't over. There's an expert up there. And he's got all the time in the world. And he's going to take it. The captain waits. Waits and listens in silence. All operations are done by hand now. No pumps, no motors. All necessary movement by silent hands. No air conditioning, no fans. And the temperature climbs to 125 degrees. The boat slants at an odd angle. A bucket brigade bails endlessly from a flooding bilge, empties it forward, hoping to level the boat. A working party tries to repair the damaged diving planes.
Okay. Once more now.
Heave.
All right. Slack off. Rest.
Oh. All right, get back. How's it coming, Mendoza?
I can't tell, sir. She's damn good. Might be able to do something to bust her boy up there.
Well, do the best you can.
Sir, are you walking back to the conning tower?
Yeah. I'm on a goodwill tour.
Fine, sir, but would you mind taking your shoes off? They make a terrible noise.
Yeah, sure, I'm sorry. Silence. Silence means life. Captain Hall walks the ship silently. The men smile weakly as he passes, but underneath he knows what they think. How much longer, Captain? How much more do we have to take? The Captain is the brains. He knows. He should know. Condensing on every possible surface, like the steel was porous, like the sea squeezing in. He's seen the men. He led them into this surface attack on a carrier. Be fast, get in close, and make sure. But it didn't work. Now, work hard to breathe the same foul air they breathed 4, 6, 10 hours ago. He led them into this, and for nothing.
Turning this way. There he comes again. Not anymore. Not anymore.
Must be leaky oil. That's what gives him the spot.
The bottom. 300 feet. Not so bad. Could have been 4. It's the oil. That's what he sees. That's all he needs.
We're not leaking oil.
God, it's perfect. He must see something.
That's enough. I said we're not leaking oil.
Captain?
What, Jensen? Can we get off the bottom, sir? Sure. When they get the diving planes in shape, and when our friend clears the area, we'll get up.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, we'll get him. Jensen, you want something to do? Take over the sound watch.
Yes, sir. Hot.
It's getting awful hot.
How many depth charges do you think that Jap's got?
Too many, sir. Just too many. Light screws. They're fading. He's going way off.
Gonna get a good run at it. Maybe he thinks he scored a bullseye.
He's too good to make that kind of mistake.
Thanks. You're a big help.
Go on. Kid yourself. It's too hard to argue.
Captain, maybe... Does he think he got us?
Jensen, can you still hear him?
Just barely, sir. Just barely. He's gone now, sir. I can't hear him.
Captain?
He's smart. Lie out there and wait. See if we move. That's the way we got to look at it. There's one thing he doesn't know. We got to wait anyway. All right, settle down. You're all right.
I'm sick of this. Someone should open a window. It smells terrible in here.
Shut him up.
It's all right. I'm all right.
You better go to your bunk.
No, sir. I'm all right. I like it here. I wouldn't know what was going on in my bunk.
14 hours. 14 hours and the destroyer's still up there. Only he can't be heard now. But there's a sense, a feel to it, like an animal in the night that isn't seen. He's sunk subs before and knows how long a sub can hold out. The physical things, battery power, air, life is gauged on those. But the men, the captain tells himself that he can hold out as long as necessary, but the men can take just so much. Which is worse, a depth charge attack or waiting for the next one?
Captain.
Yeah, Mendoza.
Diving plane working party just about completed repair.
Well, what about it?
Waiting for an answer, sir. Chief of the party requests permission for one smack with a 10-pound sledge.
No.
What? Is he crazy? You can hear that through the water for 10 miles.
Chief says one good smack would free the plane, sir.
Sound. Hear anything? Fish, sir. Just fish out there.
Captain, maybe he has gone.
If the plane's working, sir, we'd be our own boss again.
Frank?
You're the captain, sir. What's the difference?
Don't let him, Captain. He'll hear it. I know he'll hear it.
Sound like a full sweep.
Nothing, sir. Nothing at all.
Okay, Mendoza. Permission granted. One smack.
Thank you, sir. Diving plane party. Permission granted. One smack. Make it good. Acknowledged, sir. Stand by.
I can hear that all the way to Tokyo.
Echo ranging.
I told you.
Shut up.
I'm coming again now. He's coming again.
Shut him up. Stop it. Get on him. He's turning. Coming at us. Dropping the way to starboard.
He didn't get the range. He's not sure.
He's turned away, sir. Going away at high speed.
He lost us, Captain. He lost us.
Mendoza, report from that damage party.
Reporting now, sir. Our planes work, sir. It's a jury rig, but they work.
Captain, you think we could try to get out of here?
Let's do it, Captain. We got the battery, but not much longer.
If we can get up there, sir, even if he's still there, we got torpedoes. It's better than being blown apart down here.
Battle station surface, make ready all tubes and stand by.
Stand by, looking around. The sun's just setting. Full sweep. Surface, stand by, all tubes ready on all four engines.
Hatch is clear.
All right, open her up. Let's get some air.
Smell that. Oh, boy.
Open the main induction. Start the blowers.
Can't see anything. We're clear.
Nothing to port. Wait a minute.
What?
Look at the sea, Captain. Out there.
Oil.
Oil, as far as you can see. Debris.
Take a big ship to put out that much junk, Frank.
You see it, Captain? That's why that baby gave us such a working over. You know what it means?
Yeah, I see it.
That's why the air squad broke off attack. Probably went back to pick up the survivors. Well, what do you know?
Gunning tower, pass the word. We got the carrier. Right full rudder. Set a course for home.
Course is due east. To the captain, the air smells fresh and sweet. Home with 82 men, 18 torpedoes left out of 24. But a captain who sinks a carrier doesn't have to worry about a desk job anymore. December 16, 1944. USS Amberfish, SS-593, completed her fourth war patrol. After experiencing severe depth charging from enemy forces, she surfaced and confirmed sinking of large aircraft carrier. Then, set course for Pearl Harbor.
Under the direction of Anthony Ellis, Escape has brought you Pressure by Richard Chandler, starring William Conrad as the captain, with Larry Thor as the narrator.
Escape from March 22, 1953, a CBS radio broadcast on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levillier, for an hour of horror. And now, a story from Daniel Defoe, known best for his work, Robinson Crusoe. This next broadcast, The Weird Circle takes on his tale, A Journal of the Plague Year, a novel that came out in 1722, covering the events of 1665, where London was struck by disease and over 100,000 residents killed. This is episode number 45 in the NBC syndicated series from 1944.
Phantoms of a world gone by speak again the immortal tale, The Mark of the Plague.
Give me your hand, Lucille.
What is it, Harry? You look worried this afternoon. It's much too beautiful here to frown like that.
Sit down on this bench next to me, darling. I have something to tell you.
There. Now, dearest, what is it you have on your very, very serious mind?
Oh, you little minx. You can't take anything seriously, can you? Not even love.
You know I love you more than anything in the world. And nothing's ever too serious when we have each other. All right, smile now. That's better.
It certainly would be difficult if I had something important to tell you. You're about as unpredictable.
Look, Harry, look over there.
What?
It's a double cowslip coming out already. One of the roots I set out myself.
Oh, darling, everything's blossoming. It will be all our lives for us, won't it? As long as we're together.
And we will be always, won't we, dear?
Oh, I hope so.
Is there any doubt? There isn't in my mind. Nothing could keep us apart, Harry. Nothing. Not even death.
Why, Lucille, what a thing to say. Thank heaven we have a long time ahead of us before we have to think of things like that.
There's no way of telling that, Harry. You never know when death is standing on your own doorstep.
I never know from minute to minute what's going on inside that pretty head of yours.
I'm serious now. You never can tell. Oh, can't we arrange to be married soon? I want to so much.
Well, that was what I wanted you to sit down here and talk about. Our marriage.
There's nothing I'd rather talk about.
We may have to wait, dear heart.
Wait?
Just for a little while, until I can talk to Father.
Your father doesn't want us to marry, does he? He's afraid of something. What is it, Harry? You've never told me.
Well, he's a very proud man, Lucille. Too proud for his own good.
And I'm just a shopkeeper's daughter. Is that it? But we love each other, don't we? Tell me, Harry. Tell me that you love me.
Oh, I do, Lucille. Can't you see it in my eyes? Hear it in my voice? I've never felt this way about anyone before.
But you don't love me enough to stand on your own feet against your father.
I will, Lucille, I will. But you know what a situation this is. My father, all our friends, everyone, they'll talk. I'm thinking of you, dearest, as well as myself. Will we be able to last against all the opposition?
If we're strong enough, if we believe in each other and in ourselves, yes. Determination is what we have to have.
Why, Lucille, you sound almost militant. I've never seen you this way before.
I feel very strongly about this, Harry. I don't believe in snobbishness. Not in our day and age, not now. And when it's us, well, I guess it just hurts more than ever.
Lucille, I...
London's a big place, Harry, but not as big as that. We're living here within the boundaries of the same city. My father is an honest, good man. A And just because he happens to own a shop instead of having a family fortune the way your father does, doesn't make him less than anyone else, Harry. Not in my eyes, anyway.
Lucille, we'll talk about it again very soon, shall we?
Talk about it soon? Why can't we settle it now? Get something definite in mind. Darling, it can't go on like this.
In 2 weeks, Lucille, we'll talk to Father together. We'll go to him and tell him the whole thing. And when he sees you, dear, when he knows what a wonderful girl you really are, then he can't object.
Is that a promise?
Yes. You see, I'm going away for a little while. I have to travel to the north for Father's estate. When I come back...
All right, dearest. I'll wait until then. 2 weeks.
You come then. Come to the house, and we'll go to him.
I'll be there, darling. Oh, someone's just come into the shop. I'll have to go. Daddy's in the office and doesn't want to be disturbed.
All right, my love. I'll go out by the back gate. Goodbye, dear. I do love you so very much.
Goodbye. In 2 weeks, I'll be with you again.
Goodbye.
I'm coming. I wouldn't be in such a hurry. Oh, Mr. Kent, I'm so sorry you had to wait.
Oh, Mrs. Darcy, good day.
Daddy's busy, and he left me to mind the shop. I'm afraid I was playing truant.
Perfectly all right, ma'am. I only wondered whether...
I know. You wondered whether that box had arrived from the Levant, the goods you wanted.
Well, yes, exactly.
Well, it has arrived, Mr. Kent. In fact, it just came this morning from Holland. I do hope the things you wanted are in it. Here it is. Here. Father opened it when it came.
Well, let's see.
Here are the things. Yes, and here are yours.
Mm-hmm.
Some herbs and this material, wasn't it?
Exactly.
You may as well take them along right now if you like.
And the payment?
Oh, why don't you settle that with Daddy later? I'm not sure what their value is, and he will know.
That'll be fine, Mrs. Darcy. Thank you, and good day.
Good day, sir.
Lucille!
Yes, Daddy, I'm right here.
Oh, Lucille, this is terrible.
What, Daddy? Well, you look as though you'd seen a ghost.
I almost have. And I'm likely to see more unless we get rid of that confounded box.
What box? Oh, the one that came this morning from Holland.
Yes. It's still here, isn't it? Where is it? Well, it's been opened.
Why, you opened it yourself when it arrived.
Oh, may heaven have mercy on us.
What is it, Daddy? What's happened?
Why, it's this. This letter. It just came a few minutes ago from Holland.
Yes?
From the agents there. They warned me not to open the box. The plague has broken out in Holland, and they believe it was brought in this very shipment. The one this box came in.
But, Daddy...
No one has received anything from it, have they?
I just gave Mr. Kent his goods from it this very minute.
Oh, it can't be. The plague spreads like fire once it's started.
Well, I'll go after him and get the things back.
No, Lucille, no. We daren't. We can't tell anyone. Not anyone, do you understand?
What if Mr. Kent...
No one. If it starts here, no one must know where it came from. I'd be ruined.
But the box, Daddy, what do we do with it?
We'll burn it. That's it. We'll take it out and burn it. And we'll pray that the goods Kent took out of it were untainted.
Lucille. Oh, thank heaven you've come.
You said 2 weeks, Harry. I've come at the time you said.
Come in, Lucille. I hoped it was you. I answered the door myself. I've hardly been able to contain myself waiting for you, my darling.
Daddy's been ill, or... I would have been here yesterday.
Well, my father's ill, too. I've been worried to death. I couldn't leave here to come to you. The servants are frightened, and they won't go near him.
Frightened?
Yeah, there are so many ill in London now. The doctors are too busy to answer the calls. There's even talk of it's being the plague.
Oh, no.
Hadn't you heard it? Most of our friends have shut their houses up and gone away already. If it gets any worse, we'll have to do the same.
Oh, Harry, I'll go with you. I'll go anywhere or do anything to be with you. Take me to your father. I'll be his nurse. I'll take care of him. I can't let you go away and leave me here, especially not now.
Oh, darling, you're splendid. Come, I'll take you into him. He's well enough now. He seems better, and we'll talk to him. Tell him you're going to nurse him. Come on, this is his room back here. He sleeps on this floor.
Oh, Harry, it's going to be all right, isn't it?
I'm sure it is, my dearest. Ready?
Go ahead.
Father.
Harry, come in, boy.
Father, I've brought someone to see you.
Someone to see me? Everyone's afraid now. Who is it?
It's a young lady who wants to help you. She's going to be your nurse, Father.
How do you do, Mr. Moore?
Young lady, Aren't you frightened? Everyone else is.
Not at all. Now, just rest yourself, because I'm used to this. And we'll be all right.
Yes. Who is this, Harry?
Miss Darcy, Father. Very good friend of
Darcy. Darcy?
Well, yes, Father. Lucille.
You dare.
Oh, Harry, he mustn't get upset this way.
Well, now, don't mind, Lucille. He's always had a sudden temper. He'll be all right.
You dare bring that woman here. I'm a sick man. You're trying to kill me.
No, no, Father. Lucille is going to take care of you. You'll see how fine she is. You'll see.
I won't stand for it. You'll see. I won't have it. She may stay forever, but I won't receive her here. Take care of me, indeed.
But, Mr. Moore, Oh, Harry, I'm going.
Lucille, no, please. Wait just a minute. It'll be all right.
Oh, all right, indeed. Harry, my own son, trying to kill his father.
Father, rest a while. Think. Just think what this may mean. Lucille here. You'll know her. You'll love her as I do.
Love her? Oh, you fool boy. Can't you see what you're doing? You'll kill me. Kill me?
Perhaps we better go outside, Harry, just for a little while.
Yes. Father, we're going now. Rest yourself and think. We'll be in the next room.
How dare he, bringing someone like that into my house.
Oh, Lucille, I'm ashamed. I'm sorry. It was awful for you.
He's very ill, darling. He doesn't know everything he's saying.
Sometimes, Lucille, sometimes I think you're an angel. No one else would take it that way. No one else would understand.
But we're in love. I can't help understanding everything about you.
But he was so terrible, so much worse than I dreamed he'd dare to be.
Oh, my darling, don't you be afraid. Everything will be all right. It surely must be.
Servants. If only I could get them to go near him. But they threatened to leave if they had to serve him. Darling, I'd like to send you home again. I'll come to you right away.
No, you don't understand me very well if you think I'd leave now. I came to help you and to help your father. Perhaps I can win his gratitude and make him understand. I want to try. I really want to try.
Oh, you're wonderful. You have the spirit of a true woman. Darling, if you would stay, even after the way he's acted,
Harry, what is it? You're not feeling well.
It's nothing, just my head. For 2 weeks now, I've suffered with the most awful headaches. They pass quickly, though. It's all right.
Just sit down here and let me stroke your forehead. There, now it'll be better.
Oh, your hand. So cool. Oh, darling, just the touch of you makes everything all right.
We will be all right, Harry. We've got to be all right. Nothing can touch us. Nothing.
I shouldn't have let you come. What if you should become marked with the sickness? What if...
Don't fear that. Nothing will happen to us. We are safe in our love.
But, Father, what if he really has the plague? What...
It won't happen to us, dearest. As for your father, don't worry. There are ways of getting him to agree with us. Don't worry about that. Everything will be all right. I'll take care of that. Yes. Don't you worry, Harry. I will take care of that.
Lucille?
Yes, Harry. You've been in there with your father so long.
I know, darling. He's very ill. I'm afraid...
He hasn't got any better since I've been here. I know. But I can do no more.
I know, darling. I know there isn't anything anyone can do.
You look ill yourself, dearest. Are you all right? You won't let me help you.
I'm all right. It's just these headaches. Father has sent me out, Lucille. He wants something.
Are you going out of the house?
Yes, darling.
But it isn't safe. No one goes out. Only the men driving the carts that carry away.
No, don't think of those things, Lucille. They're too horrible. I'll be careful.
Where do you have to go?
To Father's lawyer. He wants him to come here.
His lawyer?
Father's afraid he's going to die.
But he may live for days, for weeks. He might...
But he wants to be sure. Something about his will, the people in his house.
And then again, on second thought, perhaps he will die, Harry. Perhaps he will. But hurry, dearest, hurry. If he wants to see him, hurry. He may die even before you get back.
Why?
He may, Harry. You can never tell.
Lucille, you're not serious.
It's a serious thing. I... No, go. Go on. Get the lawyer. Everything will be all right. I'll go in and take care of your father.
Wait for me, darling. Wait. I'll be back right away.
His money. His money. That's all he's worried about. As though that made any difference. It's not his money I want. Yes, hurry, darling, hurry. Because things may happen before you return.
Harry? Harry, are you back?
No, it's Lucille, Mr. Moore. Harry's just left.
Go away. I want Harry. I must see my lawyer. I must see...
Be quiet now, Mr. Moore. You'll be all right. Just let me put this compress on your forehead.
I don't want that compress. Put it down. I don't want kindness from you. I want to remember how I hate you.
You do hate me, don't you? You hate me enough to want to kill me.
Where's Harry? Where's the lawyer? You tried to steal everything I've got.
Is that what's really worrying you, your money? That's not worrying me.
My estate. To a shopkeeper's daughter. To a common woman.
Be careful. Be careful, Mr. Moore. You're a sick man. You're dangerously sick. More dangerously than you know. Right now, you may die. Do you hear me? You may die even before they get back.
No, no. I have to see them. I'm going to see my son again.
Why?
He's bringing the lawyer. Mr. Stone is coming.
It is your money, then. Your money.
My name, too. My name to a creature like you?
Your name. One might think that was worth anything anymore. What's wrong with the name I have? What's wrong with Darcy?
When the name of Moore is in question. Everyone knows the secret now. Everyone knows. This confounded plague started with the Darcys. And it seems to me that you're part of it.
Darcy, the plague. And it finishes the Moors. It finishes the Moors. Do you understand, Mr. Moore? It finishes the Moors.
Where's Harry?
You'll wait, Mr. Moore. You'll wait a long time before you see him again. No man can despise me, call me common, and drag my name in the dust as you have. No one, do you hear? You're going to wait a long time. I'm going to put this compress on you, whether you like it or not.
No! No! Lucille? Lucille? What is it? Where are you?
Oh, Harry. Harry, come quickly.
Darling, what is it?
Harry, your father, he...
Lucille. Poor father. Dead. Oh, I can't believe it. He must have struggled at the end.
He was weak. So weak, Harry. He could hardly move.
This compress, it must have slipped over his face when he died.
Yes, yes, it must have. Well, Harry, I wanted to have him like me. And want me to marry you.
Lucille, he would have. He had to love you.
I went out. I called to the servants. I wanted somebody to help me, but there was no one here.
The servants have all left. They were too frightened to stay. All of London is frightened. Frightened and quiet. It's better in here.
Oh, Harry, I feel so weak. So terrible.
Come with me, darling. Come out of here.
Yes.
There. We'll feel better in the sitting room.
But the lawyer. You went for a lawyer. Where is he?
He's coming. He said he'd come. But it's no use now, I guess. No use.
Harry, your father, he wanted you at the end. But he died before I could reach him. He died without saying anything. He died before I got there.
But, Lucille, you said...
He couldn't talk. He hated me. He hated me, and he would never have forgiven me.
Be quiet, darling. Be quiet. Now, sit still there for a minute.
He looked at me with those horrible red eyes, and he called me common. There was no one there.
Stop, Lucille. No. This isn't true. Tell me it isn't.
No, Harry. No, don't touch me. Your father, he... And you have it, too. You have it, too. Look, I can see it in your eyes. The fever's in you, too.
Lucille, you're delirious. It isn't true. Nothing you're saying is true.
No, no, go away.
It can't be real. I'm going in to sleep.
No, Harry!
I don't believe
you. No, no, no. Harry, please, please don't come
in
there.
Let go of me, Lucille.
Please, please, stay away from there.
Go back, Lucille. Please, now, calm yourself. Go back into the other room. I'll be right back. I just want to see.
But you don't have to see anymore. You don't have to see anything.
Please, Lucille.
No, no, Harry, no, please, no,
well,
no.
Come with me, then, if you want. But I must see what's happened. It's true, then.
Oh, Harry, I couldn't help it. I couldn't.
You murdered him.
No. No, I didn't.
Lucille.
He asked for you, Harry. I went to him and he looked at me.
Lucille,
I...
tell me. Tell me again. You didn't. This cloth, it was a compress. It slipped. It must have slipped down on his face when he moved. Lucille, tell me.
Yes, Harry, I couldn't live always with that on my mind. I couldn't face you.
Oh, Lucille, you couldn't have. I
Harry!
Harry,
Harry, come with me.
Oh.
Let me hold you.
Oh, I'm so weak, Lucille.
Here, let me help you. Just come with me into the other room. It's horrible in here.
Oh, Lucille.
Lean on me, that's it. Yeah. Just lean on my shoulder. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, I need you, Lucille. I don't believe
in here, that's it. Oh. In here, my darling. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll loosen your clothes.
Oh, that's better, Lucille. It's better.
There. Oh, Harry, speak to me. Don't just look at me like that.
Lucille, tell me. Tell me you didn't.
Oh, my darling, darling, darling. How can I tell you? How can I live?
Lucille, my father, he died alone, didn't he?
No, I was with him. Oh, Harry. Harry! Harry! Speak to me. Harry, please, speak to me. Oh, no. No! The lawyer. They've come. I must go and answer and let them in. But I can't. I can't let them into a house of death. Look! Look, everyone, look at the house where misery has become massive. I'm coming. If someone come to help, they'll see. They'll see what happened. Yes, yes, you may come in, sir. You may come into the house of death. You too, come in and see. All the world will see soon enough. How do I look? Like a murderess? Like a woman who has committed a crime? An unholy soul condemned for the rest of her life. I'm coming. Why so much impatience, Mr. Stone? You'll find no business here. No business but with the dead. My love is dead. Everything is dead. Come in, sir. Yes. Come in.
Mr. Moore sent for me. Will you be so good as to tell him I'm here?
There is no Mr. Moore here.
What's the matter, girl? Are you mad? Well, this is his house. I've been coming here for years.
Mr. Moore is no longer here.
But his son came to call for me just a minute ago.
Come in if you wish. If you dare to enter a house in London now, come in and see for yourself.
Well, yes, his room's right back this way. I'll go back.
That's the way to Mr. Moore's room, all right, but you will find only...
But isn't that Harry in there in the sitting room?
It's not Harry.
Why, yes, it is. Doesn't he see me? He's looking right at me.
Harry's not there.
Dear girl, what on earth's wrong with you? What's going on in this house?
There's nothing right here, Mr. Stone. Nothing can ever be right here again.
Oh, you know my name.
Of course. You would have known mine one day if...
Well, who are you?
A condemned woman.
But who are you?
Who are you, for that matter? You're a stranger, wandering in the wilderness, too. But you're not tortured. You're not lost.
Well, you amaze me.
Mr. Moore is not here. Look!
Look, I say.
Why, yes, of course he's here. There he is on the bed.
That is not Mr. Moore. Mr. Moore is gone.
Gone? My dear girl. Wait a moment. What's that on your face, child?
On my face? Tears.
No, not that. That mark on the side of your face.
A mark?
Yes, it seems even to be spreading as I watch it.
A mark? Let me see in the mirror. In the sunlight now with the door open, I can see it. No! No, it can't be. I'll wipe it off. I'll stop it out. It'll go away. It'll go away. It must go away.
Stop it, child. That will do no good.
It'll do no good. It'll do no good. That thing on my face. It will spread and spread. That's a part of my shame, a part of my punishment. No! No, it must go away. It must. It must. I'll tear it out. It can't be. It can't be. But it is. It is. The mark of the plague.
From the time-worn pages of the past, we have brought you The Mark of the Plague. Bellkeeper, toll the bell.
The Weird Circle with Daniel Defoe's A Journal of the Plague Year from 1944. That brings to an end this hour of horror on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from Radio's Yesteryear. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Thanks for tuning in.